Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Amazingly enough, it has come to questions, 113 of them all. Hey, hi, everybody. I'm Michael Croce. I am the host of Ask the Garden Geek. And, well, today, we begin answering 113 of the most popular questions that have been asked on this show over the past 30 years. How's that? And we're going to break it into categories. And the categories are going to start with lawns. Let us start with the first question. I've been doing a lot of research to pull these questions out, so let's get started. Michael, how often should I fertilize my lawn? That is a good question. How often should you fertilize your lawn? Well, it depends on the type of grass you have. You know, in the old days, we used to think a lot, but now we think not so much. Less is more. Let's talk a little bit about fertilizer, shall we? Especially, well, fertilizer in general. Fertilizer is what we call a supplement to natural nutrition. And soil, all by itself, has nutrition built into it. You have good soil, you have not so good soil, you've got medium soil. But soil gets all kinds of natural nutrients into it by leaves falling, squirrels dying, birds pooping, dogs pooping. You know, all this stuff happens and causes natural nutrients to work into the grass. When we mow our grass, and today we are mowing grass without bags, and that dead grass kind of dissolves into the grass, and that provides natural nutrients. So with all of this going on, we now need to supplement that nutrition in order to grow thick, healthy grass. So what is best? It all depends on what type of grass you have. Now, let me give you a little idea, and this is going to be kind of vague, but it's actually not going to be all that vague. If your grass comes straight out of the ground, I mean, just, you know, from the soil, grows straight up, you're going to have to fertilize a lot less than if your grass pops out of the ground and then has runners going in different directions. So grass like St. Augustine grass, zoysia grass, centipede grass, these are grasses that are going to require more supplementation than the bahia grass, the bluegrass, the tall fescues, buffalo grass. So that's what you have to judge. Another thing that you want to look at is what are the watering requirements of your grass. Grass that has very little water requirements requires very little supplementation. So how much fertilizer do we want to put on our lawns and how often? I'm going to just do a broad question or a broad answer here. And the broad answer is going to be 2 to 4 times a year. 2 to 4 times a year, depending upon the grass. Now, Bermuda grass, which is one of those creepy crawly grasses, requires more than that. Buffalo grass requires less than 2. So it's, you know, 2 to 4 is going to be the average times to fertilize. Question number two. Michael, what kind of fertilizer do I use on my grass? Well, that's another good question that can't be answered broadly. But here's what we want to put on the grass. We want nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Now, in some areas of the country, you can't get phosphorus and fertilizers anymore, especially in the deep south, and areas where they're concerned about runoff. So you definitely want the nitrogen, and you want the potassium. So what type of fertilizer is good for lawns? Lawns do need nitrogen to get that growth. And they, in my opinion, they need that potassium in order to build strength. Phosphorus, they need a tiny, tiny bit, but if you can't have any, that's fine. That will work just good. So I don't like a balanced fertilizer, like an 888. Not my favorite for turf grass. An 808? Hey, that would be fine. Or an 828, that would be fine if you can get that. Or a 1648 would be fine. Something like that. But not, they have 20-20-20. Would definitely not recommend that. So you want a little bit higher on the nitrogen if you can, or if you want to balance the nitrogen to the potash, the first number and the last number, I think you're going to be in good shape. So that answers that. Question number three. Michael, how much should I water my lawn? Well, that's another question that makes me want to ask you more questions. The questions I'm going to ask you include, what type of grass do you have? Now, let's go back to that thing that I talked about before. Does your grass grow straight out of the soil and go straight up? That would be your bahias. That would be your fescues. That would be your bluegrass. That would be your buffalo grass. Then you're not going to water it all that much. Okay? But your Bermuda grass has a high water requirement. St. Augustine grasses have a high water requirement. Centipede grasses have a high water requirement. All of the grasses that creep have a higher water requirement. So here's my scientific method of determining if your lawn needs water. There's a very high-tech water meter that you already have. It's your index finger. You walk out there and you stick your finger into the soil. And if it's dry, you know, as deep as you can stick that finger, and the grass is starting to wilt, very important thing, if the grass is starting to wilt, then you really want to think about watering the grass. Well, how much water are you going to give it? We like to give water a half inch at a time. How do we determine what a half inch of water it is? If you have an automatic sprinkler system, you take a pie pen and you measure out a half inch on it with a little, you know, marker. And you put it out there and you turn on the sprinkler system. When you see you got a half inch of water in your pie pen, your 12-inch pie pen, you've done a half inch of water. Or, you know, depending upon your sprinkler system, 20 to 30 minutes in each zone. If you're just taking the hose out there with one of those oscillating watering things, again, 30 to 40 minutes in each area that you have it before you move it. Not that complicated. You don't want to overwater the grass. The next question, I guess that would be question number five. What time of day is best to water my lawn? The absolute ideal time to water your lawn is in the early, early morning. Now, I don't water my lawn. I have a lawn that I let nature take care of. But back when I had a St. Augustine lawn that was all St. Augustine at another house that I owned, I watered it at 6 o'clock in the morning. I had an automatic sprinkler system at that house, and I would go out and I would manually, at about, I don't know, 5:45, I would manually turn the thing on, and it would work its way through each zone, doing 20 minutes per zone. And at the end, it shut off automatically. So that was what I did. I did that in the hot, you know, in the heat of summer, two to three times a week, again, depending upon if the grass was wilting. Very important, if the grass is wilting, you need to add water. You don't want that grass to wilt so much that it dies. And the creeping type of grasses will do that to you. They will die if you do that. So if you let it go too long. So you want to keep your eye on it and water it when it's needed. But if you have a grass that grows straight out of the soil, you could almost let it turn totally brown between waterings if you want to. That's what I do. I've got Argentine bahia grass in my backyard, and in the front yard, I've got a shade-tolerant St. Augustine grass, and because it's in the shade, I don't need to water it. I guess I should water it if I got into a drought, but I don't. So I don't water my grass. I just let nature take care of it, and it works well for me by doing that. So those are some questions about turf grass. In the next segment, we'll continue with more questions on a different topic. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. You can reach me at michael.kroos@gmail.com. That is michael.kroos@gmail.com with any questions that you may have as we continue on with this series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos, the Chief Geek here. And today we are answering the 113 questions, or most popular questions, from 30 years of me doing this show. And in this segment, we're going to talk about pests. Yeah, pests. Michael, how do I control mealy bugs on my shrubbery? You know, that's a very good question. Used to bother me. I tell you what, at every house that I've ever owned, except this one, I had a crepe myrtle right by the front door. I don't know why. I just always, when I'd buy the house, I would plant a crepe myrtle near the front door. I just enjoyed walking out the door and seeing the blooms when it was in bloom and watching it grow and pruning it back. I just enjoyed it. And every spring when the new growth came, the mealybugs would come. And you know what? There was not going to be any mealybugs on my new growth. It just wasn't going to happen. All my shrubs, let alone my crepe myrtle. I was not going to allow it. And then I just all of a sudden realized that I was spraying a lot of pesticides. And yeah, I'd kill the mealybugs. And there were lots of pesticides that worked. I used Orthene. I used a lot of Orthene back in the day. I also used malathion back in the day. Just a lot of products out there that were some of the newer class of insecticides. I was using a combination of bifenthrin and, you know, just products like that. And then one day I was at a lecture and I heard a well-respected entomologist, one that I've, you know, followed for years, talk about, you know what? Stop spraying for mealybugs. I said, what? You know, it's how I was trained. I started doing this in 1972. When you get mealybugs, you spray for them. You know, you're not going to let those mealybugs crawl all over you. No, stop spraying. I said, really? And so I waited until the thing was over, and I spoke with the gentleman. And I said, why am I going to stop spraying for mealybugs? It's what I do. I got my sprayer. I got my stuff. I got my wedding agent. I got all the stuff that I need to spray. Why am I not going to do that? He says, you're not going to do that because if you don't do that, he said, you're going to totally freak out for a while because you're going to see mealybugs like crazy. You know, if you stop spraying, you're just going to see so many of them, it's going to drive you bats. I said, yeah, it's going to drive you bats, but, you know, something else. Anyway, he says, but then you're going to see beneficial insects start showing up and eating the mealybugs. I said, really? He goes, yeah, trust me. He said, you might not even see the beneficials, but they're going to be there. They're going to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be there eating the mealybugs, and nature's going to handle it. He said, do you think, you know, out in nature before we showed up, where, you know, these shrubs would naturally grow out in the wilderness. Do you think that mealybugs killed them? No, they didn't. Nature took its course. I said, oh, okay. Nature takes its course. So I love my crepe myrtle. I mean, I just can't tell you how much I love my crepe myrtles when I had crepe myrtles. I don't have one now. But I love my crepe myrtles. So I just said, that's it. Not going to do it. So springtime came. New growth came. Mealybugs came. Walked out there and I said, it's like that guy that tries to quit smoking. I've never smoked, so I never had to quit. You know, they want to quit smoking, but they just go grab the cigarette. Yeah, I'm that way with cheeseburgers. You know, I want to stop eating cheeseburgers. I really do, but I drive by Wendy's. Anyway, that's kind of how I felt about the mealybugs crawling up on my shrubs. It was just driving me crazy. But I didn't do anything. I just would leave, you know, go off with my day, go out and go to work. Come back home at night, and there's mealybugs. And I'm just, And then Mrs. Crows would say, aren't you going to spray the bugs? No, not going to spray the bugs. It was like she was, you know, come on, don't you want to spray? No, I don't want to spray. Oh, okay, you don't want to spray. And then I had friends in the business, and they said, you're not spraying? You know, you're not spraying your shrub? No, I'm not spraying my shrubs. I put all the stuff away. I'm not doing it. You're not spraying your shrubs? No, I'm not. And it was hard, and I didn't spray them. That was 15 years ago. I have not sprayed my shrubs. Well, I stopped spraying them in that house because I got a divorce and moved out 11 years ago. But I've never sprayed the shrubs here at this house. I've got some nice shrubs here, too, you know. And the mealybugs, they show up, but so do the beneficials. And nature takes its course. And everything works out fine. And I'm not spending money on insecticide. I'm not putting stuff out into the environment. I'm just letting nature take its course. And the more you let nature take its course, you're fine. Now, here's some of the things that you don't want to do. You don't want to over-fertilize. Because when you over-fertilize, you weaken a shrub. This is, you know, and with shrubs or any plant, there's something that I had one botanist tell me. He goes, what you want to do is you want to build up sap pressure. I'd never heard that before. I don't even know if it's true, but it sounds good. You know, sap pressure. Sap runs through the plant. And if there's good sap pressure, in other words, if that sap is going through the plant really, really, really well, then that plant is going to be hard for an insect with piercing, sucking mouth parts to dig its little hole in there and start sucking out sap because you have well-established sap pressure. Now, the way you get that is by having a healthy plant, and you do not have healthy shrubs by over-fertilizing. So with shrubs, I want to fertilize at below recommended rates, actually, using a good balanced fertilizer. And, you know, depending upon the shrub, I will use a low nitrogen fertilizer. I'll tell you what I'm using on my shrubs. I'm using a 4-6-8 fertilizer. It's actually a fruit tree fertilizer, but it seems to do wonders on my shrubs, and I don't put it out much. And, I mean, you know, I fertilize my shrubs twice a year, and I have friends of mine who say, you're nuts. But my shrubs look beautiful. People comment on them. Oh, look at that. Grows really well. A lot of natural nutrients coming down into the soil and, you know, all these good things happening. And it works out very, very fine. And, you know, I'm not spraying insecticide. I do not have insects infesting my shrubs. So that's a good thing. It is just a really good thing. Just, you know, balance. I also don't spray my trees. I don't like my trees anyway, but I don't spray my trees. You know, if you have trees that get something like borers in them, they're getting the borers because the tree is weak for some reason. You have to address that. You know, if you get insects, damaging insects in a shrub, it is because the shrub is weakened and has a problem. Insects do not go into thick, healthy, lush plants. They stay away from it. They go to the ones that are weakened out. That's where they go. So have good, healthy plants. You're not going to have to worry about bugs. And beneficials will get in there and do the job You will be happy. Your plant will be happy. Happy plant, happy life.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and we are asking and answering the 113 top questions that I have been asked over the last 30 years. Continuing now, and by the way, we're modernizing some of these now because things change from 30 years ago. And we're staying with turf grass. So now we're going to go to question number 6 in turf grass, if we can. And that is, Michael, is there a proper way to mow a lawn? Got a bunch of these coming. Hang on, kids. Yes, there is a proper way to mow a yard. And it depends upon what you're mowing the yard with. I am mowing my yard currently with a Murray mower, a push mower. And it works really well. It's got a nice motor on it. It's got a 6.5 horsepower motor. And it cuts the grass really well. I mow it in rows. That's just how I do. I like having rows. You can go out and mow just any way you want. I know some people who do circles. They will make a big circle around their yard and then just close in. I've done that before. And you know, so in my backyard, I kind of do that now. I'll just make a pass all the way around my back fence and then just start closing in on the backyard. Nobody looks at the backyard, you know, except me. Nobody goes back there, just me. And, you know, if I do some grilling, I'll have people back there. But it's not a place where, you know, I have a 6-foot privacy fence. Nobody sees it, so I do that. But in the front yard, I do straight lines back and forth. So when you drive down the street and you look at my yard, you can see a pattern. And it looks really nice. Now, the other thing about mowing your grass is that you want to mow with a very sharp blade. Very important. So sharp blade, good motor that's doing the job very well. And that's how I cut grass. Okay? How's that? Michael, well, this is question number 7. Michael, what lawnmower do you recommend? I've got a bunch of them. My favorite go-to mower for years was the Toro. I've always loved Toro. I don't have one now. Got a Murray now. But I like the Toros. I just think they're really good. They've got good motors to them. They start with one pull usually, although my Murray is starting with one pull. And I like that. I use what's called a rotary blade, a rotary mower, power mower rotary. The blade goes round and round, cuts the grass. Does that give you the best cut? Actually, it doesn't. The real type mowers, you've seen those. Remember the old push mowers when we were young? Maybe some of you were, you know, are too young to remember when we were young. But when I first started mowing my lawn back up in Battle Creek, Michigan in the 50s, my dad sent me out when I was a kid, said, mow the front yard. Here's the real mower. You just, you know, push that real mower. It was a push mower. But that's what the golf courses use now. Now, they use power versions of that to cut the grass because you get, with that, you get a perfectly clean cut on the blade. Power reel mowers are exceedingly expensive, so it is not recommended for home use because you're going to pay $1,500 for a cheap one. So, you know, that's not going to work. Now, some people, my friend Stan, for years was mowing his small yard that he has with a push reel mower, just a push one, because he needed the exercise. Well, then he had back surgery and has had all kinds of back problems. So he stopped and he went to a rotary power self-propelled mower. The big key to that is if you're with any power mower that you're going to use, you want to make sure you've got good RPMs. In other words, that motor's, you know, going really well and the blade is moving fast enough to give a clean cut. And have you ever mowed a lawn? I see this all the time. I see it every week. During the growing season, I see it. And by the way, we are still in the growing season where I live. You will see a lawn with a little bit of a brown cast over the top. If you walk on that grass and you get down on your knees and you start looking very closely at the blades of grass, you will see that it is brown at the tips. And if you look even closer, you'll see that the grass has been ripped. It just looks, you know, like almost serrated up at the top. It just looks terrible. That is for two reasons. Reason number one, a dull blade. Keep your blade sharp. Reason number two, a lot of people, and I see this happen all the time, my neighbor three doors down does not run his mower at a high enough RPM. And you can go look at his yard, and it looks it. It just, he's ripping the top. He just figures he's saving gas, and he's doing all this. I don't know what he figures. He's an odd guy. Nice guy, but he's odd. And, you know, his lawn looks it. My lawn, I have high RPMs. Nice, clean cut. By the way, when you don't do that, your lawn is subject to disease. So I'm kind of a big one on that. That's my answer to that. Question number seven, I believe. Okay, yeah, question number seven. How high do I set my mower? Higher the better. I keep my mower set at 4 inches. My next door neighbor has a lawn service. They keep their mower at 3 inches. They like it a little bit smaller. I like it at 4 inches. The taller the blade of grass, the healthier the grass is going to be. You're going to have deeper roots. When you cut your grass short, you inhibit the root growth. And we don't want to inhibit root growth on grass. We want the roots to grow as much as possible. It's vitally important to let the roots grow as much as possible. Keeping the grass high ensures that, because you've got more sun coming in, more chlorophyll transferring, you know, and just establishing deeper roots. So that's my philosophy on that, is just that. Question number eight. Do I bag the grass or do I not bag the grass? You know, that is a question of debate right now. In the old days, and I'm talking about the 80s, and part of the 90s, everybody bagged their grass. Everybody. They were, and, you know, and I couldn't quite figure this out, but I did it too. You know, I had the bag, you mow, you fill up the bag, shut the mower off, take the bag, dump it into a black plastic bag, and take it out to the street to be taken to a landfill to clog up landfills. Actually, at the house that I had back in the 80s, I had a sunken-in part of my backyard where we had removed a large, large plant. And there was like almost a hole in the ground. So I said, well, I'm going to fix this. And I just started dumping my grass cuttings into that hole. And it would just pile up. And as the sun would come down on it, it would just start biodegrading and biodegrading. And after 1 year, I actually filled in the hole with grass that just turned into a soil. How's that? That was good. But everybody used to do that. And then the landfill people were saying, you know, you guys are clogging up the landfills with all this dead grass. Why don't you let the grass go onto the ground? And then I remembered, you know, when I was a kid mowing the grass in the 1950s, we left the grass there. And even in the 60s, when we mowed the grass would just come out and it would just sit there. And if you mowed your grass on a regular basis, you didn't find clumps of grass or anything like that. It was just there. And so, and then all of a sudden, it became very popular to bag that grass. Well, then it became popular not to bag the grass. And, you know, some great agronomists said, hey, listen, you know, that grass, if you leave it on the, you know, leave it there, it will biodegrade into the soil and turn into an organic form of nitrogen, thus making healthier turf. And it just sort of made sense. But it took a while. There were actually condominium associations where I lived who had it built into their contracts that you had to bag the grass and haul it away. And these people had to be educated. And back in those days, I was on the Cooperative Extension Services Advisory Council. And we would go speak to associations and say, no, take that out of the contracts. Leave the grass there. Leave the clippings. You're going to have healthier grass. You're going to have less pests. You're going to have less weeds. It's going to be better to do that. So that became the way. Now, all of a sudden, people are starting to bag their grass again. I don't know why. I don't see any scientific basis for it. But people are just finding themselves doing it. Most of the lawnmower manufacturers are recommending against it. But they all make the bags for your lawn, for your lawnmower. I don't know.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
How you doing? Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross. I'm your chief geek, working on a process of getting 113 questions that were most commonly asked over 30 years of me doing this program. Taking a break from that in this segment, but over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing me just answer questions, and you'll hear numbers to the questions, dividing it into four sections, turf grass, shrubbery, trees, and vegetables. So, you know, vegetables and fruits. We'll be doing that over the next several weeks, putting it all together and answering all of those questions. So, stick by. You're going to get edumacated. So, guess what I did today? I mowed my lawn for the second time. Several weeks ago, I was plagued with back problems in my upper back, and I could not mow my grass. I could not do hardly anything. You know, most people have lower back problems. I was having problems across my upper back. And, you know, I tried to do the holistic thing. I went to my chiropractor. Nothing was working. Finally, went to the, you know, medical doctor, and they put me on funny pills. They put me on muscle relaxers. They determined that through all their tests, that it was a muscle problem, that all my muscles had tightened up. And they put me on these squirrely pills, which I didn't leave the house for damn near 2 weeks. I could not drive. I could never be a drug addict. I'm just telling you. I just couldn't. I could never be a drunk. I have one cocktail with dinner. If I eat, I don't drive. I don't. Because I'm easy to get drunk. And if you give me a pain pill, I'm zapped. Or if you give me, and I'd never in my life taken muscle relaxers before. Never had. Heard about them. Never. I'm, you know, in my 60s, I never took muscle relaxers. And they prescribed me these muscle relaxers. And I was just mumbling around the house. Now, they worked over the period of, I think I stopped taking them after 11 or 12 days. It really did calm things down.
It actually calmed things down. That in combination, and gosh, I hesitate to recommend this, but I went and laid on something called a Beamer mat, and which I can't explain it, but I did that a couple of times, and I don't know if it helped or not. I'm better. I don't want it. But anyway, guy tried to sell me one, $6,000. No. And then I found out my 80-some-odd-year-old next-door neighbors, they bought a generic one for like $1,500. And they both lay on it every morning for 8 minutes. They do 8 minutes on it. And my neighbor, who's in his 80s, is out bouncing all over the neighborhood. You know, he's retired. He's walking all over the neighborhood. And I'm, you know, this miserable fat guy. And I, you know, in my, but anyway, I'm better. Last week, I mowed the yard for the first time. And, you know, I'm now driving. I am actually going back out. I'm trimming my hedges. I'm picking up the clippings. From when I trim things, as soon as the weather breaks, I'm going to go out in the backyard. I'm going to dig a bunch of holes and I'm going to plant a bunch of arborvitaes on one section of my backyard up against my neighbor's fence, because I want those to grow tall, and because I don't want to look at those neighbors anymore. It's just a little corner of my backyard. Now, if you go in my whole backyard, I back up to a old horse pasture that's now like overgrown. But there's a section where I've got these neighbors who are out there arguing all the time. So I'm planting arborvitaes. I'm just going to let them grow tall. But I'm not going to do that until the fall when the weather breaks. And I'm looking forward to getting that done. And I'm looking forward to digging. You know, and I was wondering there, was I ever going to be able to go out? I'm a gardener, man. I'm a hardcore. I like to go out and plant stuff. And the thought of using a shovel there for a while was scary. I feel right now I could use a shovel. I could dig a hole. And I could dig a bunch of holes, as a matter of fact. And I could use my chainsaw. And I could do all these things. I could do all of those things now. I still get a little bit of pain, still tiny bit. And the doctor says, take ibuprofen. I can't take ibuprofen because I have one kidney. Doctors don't talk to each other. You know, this is what I noticed. And I said to my doctor, I said, you know, I only have one kidney. Oh, I guess you shouldn't take that. Yeah, you know, you got to look out for yourself. If you don't look out for yourself, nobody's going to look out for you. But, the squirrely pills, they did their job. I just hated taking them because I don't like being squirrely. I like to read. I usually read at least one book a week, sometimes two. I did that whole 12 days without reading anything. I could not read a menu. You know, my second wife came over to take me out to eat, and I couldn't read the menu. I said, you have to pick for me. I'm just, you know, I'm a babbling old guy here. Just handle this, you know. I mean, I just could not even read a menu. That's how bad it was. But I'm better now. I can read a menu now. I'm doing good. I'm doing very, very, very good, as a matter of fact. I have made the decision. I've been thinking about buying a new lawnmower. And the Egro electric mower is the one, you know, it has the battery. And I've been looking at it. I almost bought it. Over this year, I've almost bought it three different occasions. I have been there ready to pull the trigger and buy this thing. And I would, you know, the other day I was even, you know, why don't I just go get one? But I had a good friend in the business say, Michael, wait until winter, because the new models are going to be coming out and a bunch of people are coming out with electric mowers. Now, I have mowed with these Egro electric mowers. And I got to tell you, I've done it twice now. I just, you know, to strangers who I've seen using them. I just, can I mow your, you know, my son was about to kill me. But I got to tell you, I love it. We are shooting out all kinds of greenhouse gases and emissions in lawnmowers because lawnmowers have no requirements for the mufflers like we do on our cars. And these electric mowers, they're quiet. My lawnmower's loud. They're quiet. They're effective. and they're good. So I'm going to wait until this winter, probably January. I'm going to see what comes out, and I'm going to get one this year. I'm just going to see what's new and what comes out. I've looked at a couple, seen some bad reviews. The eGrow is still kind of making me happy. We'll see. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at Biz Talk Radio.